At Stonebrook Community Church, we are finding gospel hope in God's Word with God's family. As you revisit this week's Sunday school lesson with your family, we pray you all draw encouragement from God's Word together.
Hi, I'm Allison, and I'm here to share with you a brief excerpt from the Gospel Project curriculum, which was written and published by Lifeway Christian Resources, used here with permission. The lesson covers John 1. Feel free to hit pause and read John 1 together as a family. Otherwise, we'll go ahead and dive right in. Jesus' first followers. Jesus' calling to his first disciples follows the same pattern our Savior uses today. His invitation for us to follow him remains steadfast as he asks and answers the same question he extended to his earliest disciples. What are you looking for? John 1, verse 38. We find Jesus himself to be the all-sufficient answer to the question of what we seek. He is the only one worthy of our following. Christ intentionally met his disciples in their curiosity. He extended an invitation to come and see his life and ministry for themselves, to join him on mission to fulfill his Father's will. We read that John, the writer of the gospel account, remembered what time it was down to the hour when he first met Jesus, the moment his life was forever changed. John 1, verse 39. It was through hearing Christ's words and inviting others to hear him for themselves that the earliest followers were brought into his fold. Jesus sought out his first disciples, saying to them, "Follow me," and revealing his deep desire to abide with them, not just in the present, but for all eternity. In experiencing the closeness and intentionality of Christ, the first followers of Jesus proclaimed, "We have found the Messiah. We found the one Moses wrote about in the law." And, "You are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Christ's invitation to follow him was simple enough to understand for people who had received little education. His question, "What are you looking for?" is the same one he extends to people today, even young children. We see from this passage that Jesus knows us, beings who have been lovingly created by the Father. Even more, he desires that we know him and trust him to be the answer for all we seek. It was through word of mouth that even more people heard about Jesus and were invited into a saving relationship with him. Let's pray. God, thank you for calling us out of our sin. Give us the courage to live as your disciples every day and to make disciples by sharing the good news of Jesus with others. Amen. Parents, now that your family has reviewed the scriptures together, let's go ahead and talk about it. As you listen, feel free to pause this recording between each question to talk together. You can also look back at the email for the full list of questions and the parent resources. Our three family discussion questions this week are: 1. How was Jesus able to see Nathanael under the tree? 2. What does the name Son of Man mean? 3. Does following Jesus cost us anything? Our key passage for this unit is John 1, verse 14. This would be a great passage for your family to memorize together. John 1, verse 14 says, "The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. We observed his glory, the glory as the one and only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth." Thanks for taking the time to be together in God's Word, and may you be encouraged by it this week. Join me again next week as we explore Jesus' first miracle, John 2,